Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be looking at a beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, and this hadith is a warning against being satisfied with the world. As you know, we're in the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan is a very good opportunity for us to increase our spirituality and to get closer to Allah and remember the hereafter. And, you know, take care of our affairs related to the hereafter and the other world. However, this is not possible unless we detach ourselves from this dunya and this world. In this hadith, the Imam warns us against being satisfied and happy with this world. In the Quran, we read the following: indeed, those who do not expect to encounter us and who are pleased with the life of this world and are satisfied with it, and those who are oblivious of our signs, it is they whose refuge shall be the fire because of what they used to earn. Though this act of being satisfied and pleased and happy with this dunya and this world, right, its ultimate end is the hellfire in the hereafter. In a similar vein, the Imam says the following: look at the world through the eyes of those who have renounced it. For verily its inhabitants are quick to depart, and its opulence inflicts distress. Meaning, we shouldn't be happy with this world. Why should we be happy with something which we will eventually have to forsake and have to leave? Right? There's no sense in being happy and pleased and satisfied with something like this. We can take a lesson in the people who have departed before us. They came and they quickly left this world and left everything that they had behind. What is the good use of being satisfied with such a thing? In continuation, the Imam says, and its opulence inflicts distress, meaning having too much of it leads us to sadness, leads us to distress, leads to our agitation. It doesn't bring about the satisfaction and happiness that we assume we will obtain if we gather and collect more of it. Then the Imam says, so do not allow the abundance of what amazes you therein to deceive you. Do not think that the abundance and the greatness of what you see in the world, and which apparently amazes us, to deceive us. Do not let it deceive you. Don't think that this will bring happiness and pleasure and satisfaction for you. The Imam then says, for it is but a little that you will take with you thereof. And meaning it's not enough to lead to your satisfaction and happiness, and you can only take and obtain from it very little, not all of it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the danger of being satisfied with the world in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد